Today is Monday, January 20th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Ooh, I had to burp right in the middle of the intro. Today is National Cheese Lovers Day. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's National Disc Jockey Day. And last but not least, it is National Butter Crunch Day. I don't remember, guys, if we played. There was a voicemail. And I don't remember if we played it. I'm going to have to go back. I'm just going to have to go back and listen to... Just go back with me for one moment. Let's go back in time. And let's just listen and see if I played this voicemail. I'm just going to go to the end here. No, it's not playing. So... It is taking a really long time to load. Let's see. I'll just go to the end.
It wasn't good. And at gmail.com.
This podcast.
Nothing. Tonight's going to be in the rehearsal.
I don't think we've played it. So let's have a listen to this voicemail. We'll try. I bet it's not logged in. Oh my God, fail. Not re-recording, but it's gonna make me log in again. And then you guys are gonna tell me, Adam, you already played this voicemail. I'll remember. If I start playing it, I'll remember.
Adam, it's Scotty, you're at the Butler.
Hello.
Today's the 12th or 13th of January.
13th?
And I'm so far behind. I'm listening to your little show when you're talking about mittens making banana spicy spaghetti or something to take somewhere. I can't remember where now.
So I think it's like pre-Christmas.
And you're also talking about all these movies you're watching and you're giving them really dumb ratings, like 2.73 recurring out of
yes.
I don't know what.
The square
but
root.
You might have already covered this by now, but have you seen the movie called Wicked? It's a musical.
Yes.
One, spoiler alert, it's actually part one. So it's Wicked part one, which means... They're bloody dragging it out, so there's going to be a part two just so they can get more money out of people. So I was not aware of that until I sat down today to watch the movie. Two, that is 3 hours of my life I'll never get back. Oh my gosh. It was so many drawn out, boring bits, and it was quite different to the musical, which I saw and loved. And yeah, then it just suddenly ends because there's part two coming. Who knows when? Next year, the year after?
It's next year. They've already recorded
it. So I give Wicked a 1.469.
Wow.
5 because it just drove me mental.
I mean, I'm okay with
that. Okay, well, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Wicked. I know you've probably seen it, even though it's definitely not a Christian movie.
Well, you're also a Christian. Hello, thank you. Yeah, I saw it. I enjoyed it. I did not. It's been so long. First of all, my memory is not good. First of all, thank you for your call, Scotty. Lovely to hear from you. But my memory, as we know, is not the best. And I've seen Wicked a couple of times in the theater. I can't even remember how many times I've seen it. But anyway, regardless, I've seen it and I loved the play and I do enjoy the play more, mainly because I don't. Musical movies, for some reason, I don't enjoy as much as musicals on stage. For musicals, I really want there to be an orchestra. I want there to be live staging and sets and all that kind of stuff and actors on stage singing. And I don't know why. I just don't really enjoy movies as much if they're musicals. But I love to go to musicals. But all that being said, I enjoyed the Wicked movie, and the ending, I don't know why they decided to break it up into two movies other than, I guess, Money Grab, but, oh, I'm burping, guys, sorry. My stomach's a little upset today, and what was that? That was Popeye spicy chicken tenders that I had for lunch. But anyway, so I didn't feel like it was dragged out. I enjoyed the sets. We watched a documentary thing on YouTube about how they built the sets, and most of the sets are real sets. And they built the water and where the boats are coming into the school and all that kind of stuff. It's real water, like they really were on boats. They had this big water tank. Those buildings, they were all, I mean, obviously, Munchkin Land. They even planted the tulips. For the tulip scene, obviously they augmented with CGI, but they didn't, it was mostly practical with like CGI added. And so anyway, yeah, I enjoyed all that. I thought a couple of the castings I would have preferred to be people who could sing rather than just for their notoriety or whatever. Because like, I felt like, I don't know. I just really don't think that the guy, why can't I remember his name? But the guy who played the wizard, he's a good actor, but I don't really feel like he is a good singer. And Michelle Yeoh, I mean, I love Michelle. I mean, she's in everything right now. Everybody wants to put her in their movie. But I don't think she can sing very well. And so why not just bring, you already have Ariana Grande in there, so she's a draw. I feel like Michelle Yeoh and that other guy, Gutenberg? Is it Gutenberg? No, I don't think it's Gutenberg. But anyway, whatever his name is. I feel like they were there as like, oh, this is going to be to draw in people. But I feel like everyone loves Wicked. Like, everyone knows about Wicked. Everyone loves Wicked. So, I don't even think you needed that. Better singers. That's all I'm saying. Neil Patrick Harris could have been the wizard. And he's a good singer, I think. But overall, I enjoyed the movie, Scotty, so I don't know. I wouldn't give it a 1 point whatever. Oh, I'm so burpy. Sorry, folks. So yeah, what did I do? I haven't even gotten to talking about the weekend. So we had a weekend. Friday night, we did not record the mix. But I went to a birthday party. The Filipino families, one of their traditions is that their children, when they throw birthday parties for them, it is more of an adult party. A lot of times the kids can invite their friends, but it's not, it's more of an adult. Like this was an 18th birthday party, and it was a catered at a restaurant, but they rented a room in the restaurant. It's a restaurant we like. It's an Italian restaurant that we like locally called Tavola. And so that was nice. They had decorated, all this kind of stuff. When we got there, there was a cash bar. There was charcuterie laid out for us to eat. And then they brought we had a salad and a pasta sampler kind of thing. And then a tiramisu for dessert. And they had a birthday cake as well. And they had a DJ who was announcing, okay, folks, now it's time for the photos, whatever. But it's not, and there were kids there. Oh my gosh, there is this young, he's 18 now, but there is this part Chinese, part Filipino guy. And he is so young, but he is so attractive. Like, people do not have a right to be this attractive. He is so attractive. Anyway, and Mark said to me, I wonder if the kids who grew up in the U.S., because these kids grew up in the U.S., but their parents are from the Philippines. He's like, I wonder if they like these, because these are very traditional Filipino. The kids seem to be having a good time, but I don't know. How would I know if they like it or not? Why don't you ask? So we did that, and it was fine because it was at a restaurant. And I mean, there was a theme. I had to wear black with red accent. So I don't even, I hate red for clothing on me. So I don't have anything red, but Mark had a red tie. So I wore a red tie. And, you know, it's fine. It's fine. But if it's at a restaurant, it's better, at least. I even danced. I don't ever dance. I danced. And then on Saturday, I'm trying to remember what... Oh yeah, I had a haircut. So I drove 10 hours by myself, caught up on Elsbeth and a couple of FBI iterations and NCIS, got my haircut. I did it very short on the sides. It's, I like it. I like it. And came home, we had pizza for dinner and watched, we've been watching Landman. Really good, really good. Billy Bob Thornton, if you like him. It's another Tyler Taylor Sheridan number. So yeah, if you guys enjoy his stuff, you should watch that. It's on Paramount Plus. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.